Welcome to Red Card, brought to you by Jamit.fm, a show where we discuss all the simple, scandalous, and complicated reasons why relationships end. I'm your host, Dolly, and today we are going to get into some things. Today we're going to have a discussion, my beautiful people, on a popular celebrity marriage. Yes, folks, today we are putting T.I. and Tiny on the docket. Their case is up. Now, why are we talking about this couple? Their relationship is just super toxic to me. And while we don't know what really happens in their marriage, we can surely discuss what we see in public. And ladies and gentlemen, it is not good. It is not good at all. So now I'll give you a chance to go and grab your popcorn. Make sure you have your phone in your hand so that you can tweet along with us, you know, on our social media platforms, jamit.fm. And also my Twitter is Dolly at Dolly Akitoe. Instagram is Dolly.right, you know. So just be tweeting along, commenting, all of that. And when we come back, we're going to get on with it. Okay? So get ready. Hurry up. We'll be back soon. So we're back, and as discussed, we are going to be discussing T.I. and Tiny. Their case is up, and it is up for discussion. Okay, now I'm not typically one of the people that like to criticize other people's relationships or marriages because, you know, we're human beings. We fall in love, emotions, feelings, all of that. And really, you know, you can never really tell what's really happening in a relationship. But I think that sometimes it's good, you know, when you see a situation like this. I can't say that I would do, I would hope that I would do different than Tiny. But, you know, you can never say how you would be in the situation. And I think it is important to, you know, look at some of these relationships and learn from them, you know, take what you can from them and learn. And that's the purpose of this. That's what I want us to do. So we're going to, you know, discuss them at length. We're going to have like a quick case study. We'll discuss them fully, them together, them separately, all of that. So let's go. So now in 2001, T.I. began a relationship with Tamika Tiny Cuttle. And at the time, Tiny was part of the group Escape. Now, I don't know if you guys know about Escape. I personally didn't know about Escape until probably, I would say, a few years ago, because I'm a huge fan of The Real Housewives of Atlanta. And one of the housewives, Candy was also in Escape. So that was how I found out about Escape. I don't know a lot of their music, but the ones I've heard are really nice. So I think you guys should check them out. That's Escape with an X. So X-S-C-A-P-E. Their music is pretty dope. So apparently they were, you know, really big in the 90s, especially in America. And up, I think in the last 2 years as well, they've also gotten a bit of press, you know, because everybody has been all about this whole nostalgia thing, you know, bringing back the old art, the artists of old and all of that. So they've also gotten some shine as well recently. So that's how I knew about Escape. And apparently at the time when T.I. and Tiny met, Tiny was the biggest star because she was in this group. Now, obviously, T.I. eventually gained more prominence eventually at some point, but as at when they met, Tiny was the biggest star. The couple got married on July 30th 2010 in Florida. They have two sons and one daughter together. T.I. has two kids from before the marriage. So before they got married, T.I. has two sons, and Tiny had a daughter as well before marriage. So before T.I. got together, she had a daughter, same as Tiny, as T.I. T.I. had two sons. And so all together, they're a very nice, lovely, blended family. They all get along. Everybody's fine with each other. So in that regard, I kind of admire that. They have a close-knit relationship, all of them. And now in 2016... Tiny had filed for divorce from T.I. But as of today, as of, you know, 2019. So in 2016, Tiny had filed for divorce from T.I. But as of today, as of right now, they are back together. They are working on their relationship. They are trying to, you know, work on their marriage and make things better between them. So that is their situation. That is how they got together. That's the tea on their marriage. Now, I just want to have a quick discussion about T.I. on its own. So I knew about T.I. probably in 2000, and I would say between 8 and 9. So that's almost 10 years ago. At the time, I really loved his music. I think that was a time when he had, he was really huge. You know, when he had that Whatever You Like song, you can have whatever you like, that one. And then he had one of that song with he had one with Justin Timberlake. I can't remember the name of the song now, but I really liked that song. And he had a song with Rihanna, Live Your Life. So I believe that he had just come out of prison at the time, because T.I. has spent some time in prison. So I believe he had come out of prison at the time, and, you know, the music was just really nice and just really good, and I really, really loved T.I. I had a crush on him. Like, I thought he was very, and I still think that T.I. is a good-looking man. I mean, he's good-looking, you know, he sounds nice. You know, so I had a little crush on T.I. I didn't know he was married up until probably maybe later. And T.I. was who I knew first. So I didn't know Tiny beforehand. T.I. was the person that I knew first. And, you know, I thought he was amazing. I thought he was a good artist. And, you know, I liked him. I liked T.I. I never really knew about his personal life, but from what I could see, artistically speaking, I enjoyed T.I.'s music. Now, you know, my thoughts of T.I. started to change after like a few years. So I would say around that 2016 time as well, when Tiny had filed for divorce from him, that's when I really, really started to know more about T.I.'s personal, you know, situation. Now, T.I. prides himself on being some kind of activist, which, you know, I'm not going to knock him down. I'm pretty sure T.I. has done some good things for the community. But he always uses, you know, if you hear T.I. talk, he talks like, you know, he's always using big words, you know. He's always, you know, you would think he's that, what's the name of that guy? What's the name of that that Nigerian politician that is always using the big words? No. The guy that is always using those really, really big words. Oh, he's not a politician. He's like Pat something. Is his name Pat? I can't remember his name. But he's always using the big words. He's always going viral. Do you know who I'm talking about? Yeah. You have an idea? I can't remember who he is, but I'm sure you guys might know who that is. So you guys should. If the name comes up, I'll let you guys know. But yeah, so, you know, he doesn't use big words like that. But, you know, T.I. uses big words. One of one of the words that people always put with him is expeditiously. T.I. loves that word, T.I. So, you know, he likes to sound articulate. But one thing I noticed about T.I., and at first I used to find it endearing, but now I just look at it and I see that the guy just uses those words to just disguise his lack of knowledge on things. I don't really think that T.I. has conviction. I think he has this really, really I think T.I. is a misogynist. Let me just put it plain and simple. I think T.I. is a misogynist. I think that he's one of those people that like to seem as though, you know, he's such a community man, which maybe he is, I guess, a bit. I mean, he does do something, so. But I think that, and, you know, he's all about family, and he is a good father, like, from what I can see on the outside, except that incident with his daughter where he went to go and see how he checks her hymen, which I don't agree. But other than that, I genuinely think that T.I. is a good father. I think he tries his best to be there for his children. But as a husband, T.I. is not a good example of a husband. He's of this opinion that he can just do whatever he wants to do. He can cheat on his wife as much as he wants. But let his wife just, you know, let someone just look at his wife, you know, seductively, or look at his wife some kind of way, and T.I. or let his wife just, God forbid, you know, give a hug to a guy, he's getting in his feelings. Meanwhile, he openly disrespects Tiny. Openly. And around the time when she was filing for divorce, I remember him saying something like, oh, marriage was a distraction to him. And I was like, wow. Really? That is what you say about the mother of your children? That is what you say about the woman that has been there for you, that has stood by your side all these years? That is what you have to say? And, you know, T.I. just openly in public, and, you know, I don't like cheating on its own. Cheating is already a disgusting thing to me. However, there is something so, I don't even know, so horrible about public disrespect, when you just are just disrespectful and sloppy about it. T.I. has just been, there have always been rumors about T.I. Around that same period, there was a video that came out of him, you know, slapping the ass of a famous, well, she's not as famous, but, you know, one of these actresses that's on the show, Greenleaf. Like, who does that, you know? And no one can tell me that those two did not have anything sexual happen, you know? And it's just messed up and screwed up. So I don't think that T.I. is, I wouldn't want to marry a man like that, putting that simply. Now, you know, Tiny, like I said, I knew about T.I. first. I only started hearing about Tiny, you know, when I really started knowing about T.I.'s personal situation. And at the time, I never knew that Tiny used to sing. I remember she had brought out like this song or something at one point. And I was just like, you know, what's this one? You know, everybody's always trying to do music or trying to act. So I thought that was what it was, but the truth is, Tiny is an artist. She has been performing. She performed when she was younger, but I didn't know all of that about her until later. And, you know, from what I see from Tiny, I've watched a bit of their reality show. I like her. You know, I think that she is a strong woman. I think that, you know, she cares about her family. I think that she is funny. She's not one of those people that likes to be in other people's business. She just seems like, you know, just a nice, sweet lady who is also like, you know, she has a sex appeal about her. She is, you know, very confident in herself and all of that. But I think that the fact that she has been in this relationship with T.I. for so long, let me not go in on Tiny, because I really do like her, and I think she's a cool person. But, you know, I think that she dimmed her light for T.I. I think that she allowed herself to get into this subordinate position. I even think there was a time, I don't know if she went to prison for it, but I think there was a time when she almost took the rap for T.I., you know, when they got into trouble and she didn't want him to go to prison again, obviously, and she kind of took the blame or something like that. So she is a loyal woman, but, and I think she's all about that ride or die lifestyle, but ride or die QD, like, for real. It's good to be loyal to your partner, and I believe in that. I think loyalty is great, but I think that it gets a point when the person that you're even with is not even being loyal to you. The reason why T.I. and Tiny really came into my mind and why I'm doing this episode is because I saw their video on Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett Smith. That's Will Smith's wife. And we're talking about their marriage. And again, T.I. doesn't seem to have really had a change of, should I say, heart. He just still seems to be that same misogynist. He doesn't seem to understand where Tiny is coming from. He doesn't seem to understand the hurt he put her through, what he caused her. He doesn't seem to get any of that. He doesn't seem to get it at all. And while I believe that he cares about his wife, while I believe that, you know, he cares about his family, I think that T.I. will always put himself before anything else. T.I. will put his pleasures before his wife. And I think that that is an issue. I think that that is a problem. And I don't agree with it whatsoever. You know, I look at Tiny sometimes and she's a beautiful woman. She's back to doing the things that she loves. She's doing her music. She's making her own money. But I just really, really wish that she would just be with somebody who treasured her and who, you know, really, really saw her for who she is. That is a queen, okay? And I really, really wish that she would be with somebody like that as opposed to somebody who, you know, he doesn't even seem to realize the gem that he has in Tiny. He doesn't even seem to get that. And that woman loves him. She really, really, really does. And, you know, I guess it is what it is. And all I can just do is personally just hope. Because you never want a marriage to end. I'm not really one of those people that advocates, you know, for relationships ending. But I definitely do think that once vows have been broken, once it seems that the person is not even willing to change, once that person is not really putting an effort into making things better, then there's no point being in it. There's no point when you violated the I don't want to say it as a contract, make it sound like a business thing, but really it's a commitment you've made to someone. You've promised to do this. You've promised, you know, blah 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 blah. And yes, as human beings, we fuck up, we mess up, all of that. But you know, when you try and make things better, when you try and change, you know, you try and do things differently, you know, I think that that can make a relationship work. But with what I've been seeing of their relationship, you know, in the last couple of years, I wouldn't wish that kind of relationship on anybody. And I really, really want to know what you guys think on that. You know, I want to know what your thoughts are on their situation, their marriage, and what you think on, you know, being in a relationship with someone who just has disrespected you and doesn't seem to understand where your hurt is coming from. You know, I mean, it seems that they've gotten better in the last couple of years, at least in the last year. But when I saw that interview on Red Table Talk, I'm just like, this guy is just ugh. He's just ugh. That's what I think about him. So I would end this by saying that, again, relationships will go up and down, especially when you're in a marriage. You know, you're living with someone for years. You know, conflict will arise sometimes. But I think that when someone has disrespected you, keeps disrespecting you, you know, and you're in a relationship together, I don't think that it really should be that hard. I don't think a relationship should be that hard. And I really, really want you to think about it. Like, if, you know, you're in a situation with somebody who disrespects you all the time, male, man or woman, you know, to me, that's the ultimate. I always say I put respect before love. I want the person that I'm with finally to respect me. That's the one thing I'm looking, one thing, number one, before we put love in there, respect. Because only when you respect someone, there are things that you just wouldn't do. So let me know what you guys think on this episode. Let me know your thoughts, okay? Share them with me, share them with us. Let us know, you know, I really want to hear what you guys have to say. So that's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. And remember, if you want to support what we do on this show, then please share with your friends, subscribe, and leave a review over on iTunes. That'll be all for now. And I'll see you in the next episode of Red Card, hosted by me from Jamit.fm. Have a good one. Bye.